Good morning and welcome to Sharpening Our Souls, the ministry of Old River Baptist Church with Senior Pastor Danny Binney. We're excited that you're joining us this morning, and we would love it if you could come and be a part of our morning worship and Bible study at the church on Old River. To find out our service times, you can visit us on the web at www.oldriverbaptist.com, or you can call our church office at 281-576-6030. Let's join our pastor this morning as he delivers our sermon from the Word of God.
Happy 4th of July. Happy 4th of July. I invite you to look at Psalm 27 with me this morning. Psalm 27. Verse 13. I hope that you will mark it in permanent ink in your Bible or on your phone or whatever you use. By the way, there's nothing like quite holding one of these in your hand. And more than just owning one of these, but rather these words owning you. I would have lost heart. I would have despaired. I would have been depressed. I will be positive. There's a number of translations to the first part of that verse. Unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I looked at the news this morning, and another terrorist attack claiming nearly 100 lives had taken place, this one in Baghdad. Islamic terrorist claiming responsibility for it again. This past week in Bangladesh, a similar attack. Not too long ago in Orlando, Florida, another attack. One you probably didn't hear a lot about was someone who came into a school in Oregon just a few months ago, went around the room asking people if they were a Christian, and if they responded yes, they were executed on the spot. Didn't hear a lot about that. In a day when we never know if we're going to wake up to another attack with innocent lives being taken, in a day in which some legislators believe that more laws against guns would stop people who are sick in the head and sick in the heart. In a day when we have a president who is more concerned with men being able to use the women's bathrooms and vice versa than he is with Russia buzzing our warships with their warplanes, and North Korea claiming that they have missiles that can reach the United States and Hawaii. In a day when Christian rights is what's wrong with our country. In a day when we live in the most advanced times of medicine this past week. In the last 7 days, I've had multiple friends be diagnosed with the most serious of illnesses. In a day when children, teenagers, are as belligerent against their parents and think their parents know nothing. Not that all of them are that way, but so many. In a day in which I would have never dreamed, some friends would just say, enough is enough with marriage, with the church, with Christ, and just walk away. In a day when I wonder what kind of world my children and grandchildren are going to be left with by us. In a day when people do not believe in absolute truth, but rather believe that Christianity is a way and that Jesus is a way rather than the way. I would have despaired if I had not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Julia Ward Howe walked through the barracks and the camp of the Union soldiers. And she went to bed that night and was waked up before the sun came up with words on her heart. And she got up and she began to write them down with a piece of a pen that she had left. And she began to write down, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." I would have despaired if I did not believe that Jesus was who he said he was. I would have despaired if I did not believe that he was coming back like he said he would. I would have despaired if I did not believe truly that he came out of that tomb on the third day just like he said he would and could. I would have despaired if he did not save people that many of us would have given up on. I would have despaired if it weren't for men like Elijah, who, after defeating the prophets of Baal, at the threat of Jezebel, took off into the wilderness and said, "Lord, let me die. I'm the only one left." And the Lord put him in a hole in the face of the mountain there in the wilderness. And there was a fire and an earthquake and a storm. And yet God was not in any of those things. And then all became silent. And all you could hear was the singing of birds, the echo of the orchestra of the insects, and in a still small voice, Elijah could say, "With you and me today, and with Julia Powell, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." And the day when King Uzziah died and all of Israel was in despair and Isaiah had a heart that was so heavy, in the time of death and grief. Isaiah wrote these words. I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. In a day when they had been taken captive, and they were kind of the apple of the king's eye, and yet, because of that, they were still, they were loyal to the Lord, and because of that, people plotted against them and ended up being cast into a fiery furnace by the king who loved them but was mad at them. And the furnace was so hot that it consumed the soldiers who threw them in. And yet, whenever the king looked down into the fiery furnace, he said, did we not throw three into the furnace? And they said, yes. He said, but I see four, and the fourth is like unto the Son of God. I would despair today if it weren't for people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who walked in the fiery furnace but saw the glory of the Lord walk with them. In a day when the Midianites had just devastated the Israelites, and the Israelites had no army, they were just seemingly defenseless, and a man named Gideon was hiding out, and he was trying to prepare some food for his family so they could stay alive and sustain themselves. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him and called out to him, behold, Gideon, you mighty man of valor. And Gideon, who said, but I am of the least of the tribes of Israel. How could you say that to me? He said, and you will defeat the Midianites as one man. And Gideon took, he ended up with 300 men who drove the 100,000+ Midianites out of the land. I would despair if I did not believe that I would see the hand of the Lord in the living. How desperate are you today? How disappointed in our country are you today? How devastated are you by some tragedy or some disappointment that has taken place in your life? Oh, do not despair. Do not despair. But look for the hand of the Lord in the land of the living. I know, because the Bible told me so, that one day I will see Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, he said to his disciples before he was to be taken to the cross. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in me, believe. You believe in God, believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. He was on the road to a city called Damascus. He was headed there to make life even more miserable for every one of these so-called Christians these people who are now following Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah. And he, in all of his religious life and with papers in hand to do whatever he wanted to those who believed. Sound familiar to today? He was struck by a blinding light. Do you think that that was just a once-in-a-lifetime thing? Do you think that that is something that God can't do again? Do you think that God can't get someone's attention if he wants to? Oh. I want to tell you, it's not a pleasant thing sometimes when we decide that, I love God. Yeah, I've been in the baptistry. Yeah, I go to church. But I just kind of going to do my own thing. And God, I hope you're happy with it. You don't want to learn the lesson the way God can teach you. The Bible says that he who is called friend can turn and make himself your enemy. And who are you? And who am I to think that we can go up against God? You have never been more your own than when you are owned by the Lord Jesus Christ. Never. Never have you been more at peace. Never have you had more than you can begin to enjoy than whenever you give yourself completely over to Jesus. And the Bible says, and most people think that this just applies, well, that's talking about money. That's talking about giving an offer. No, it's talking about everything. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men pour into your lap. Do you feel unloved? You feel like in this church, nobody loves me. Let me invite you to do something. Let me invite you to see who you can love, who you can show love to. Now, I'm not talking about the kind of love the world offers. I'm talking about the kind of love that God loved you and me with. I'm talking about caring for other people, being concerned for what's going on in their lives, caring for people that other people don't care about. And watch what happens. And you will find yourself saying, oh, I will not despair, for I have seen the hand of the Lord in the land of the living. I don't have to wait until I get to glory to experience God and his goodness. You can experience what God has for you here and now. And you can become a conduit of his love. You need encouragement? Find someone who needs to be encouraged and encourage them and watch what happens to your own life. Watch what happens in your own soul. And Paul saw a blinding light. And he said, mine eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Peter was in prison. He had given himself to Jesus. He had seen the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He had seen the scars in his hands and in his side and in his feet. And he was proclaiming the love of Jesus, who never did anything to harm anyone. And yet he finds himself in prison. And the Bible says that an angel of the Lord came, opened the door, and said, come go with me. And he did. For he got to see. He got to see the goodness of the Lord, the hand of the Lord in the land of the living. Because he loved Jesus, he was exiled and put on an island out in the middle of the sea. But there on the Lord's day, I heard the sound as the rushing of many waters. And the Lord revealed himself to John, the apostle. And he wrote his great work called Revelation. It may be in the time of your greatest difficulty that you experience the greatest joy and the greatest building up in your soul and the presence of God in your life when you would have never experienced it otherwise. As a matter of fact, I'm praying for some of you that you either look back to God, or I'm going to ask God to take away your blessing because you were so much closer to Him whenever you were having problems and depending on Him. And I'd rather see you right with God and have nothing than to have it all here on this earth and miss all that God has for you. I would rather you experience the hand of the Lord and the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living than everything that man has to offer. Everything that the internet and TV can fill your eyes with. Everything that finances can fill your pocketbook with. It is so much better to be broken than it is to think you have it all together when your life is really falling apart. Thine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. The little church had one of its biggest attendances that day. We had 62 in attendance there at Mildred Baptist Church. And we had 31 decisions for Christ that day. That was over 40 years ago. And I still remember people continuing to come down the aisle. And that one service that we had there in that church, I still remember the people not even looking at the clock as it went on around past 12, on up to 1 o'clock as people were coming to trust the Lord. People coming to become a part of the fellowship of that little church. I remember saying in that sermon that day, we had been off to youth camp. Not only was I the pastor there, where Dan and I were serving, but we did the youth work. We did, you know, whatever it was to do. And I remember saying that we went to camp with this many lost people, and we came back 100%. And wouldn't it be great if we could leave 100% today? And it happened there that morning. Oh, I would despair if I had not already seen the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I could look at the news like I did this morning and get so down if that's all I looked at. How many of you look at Fox News more than you look at your Bible? Don't raise your hand. Oh, we could despair if all we do is look horizontal and we never look up to the Lord. I remember one August, 1983. And it was that time of the year where lots of people were gone. And it was a time in which our youth, our youth minister at the time, Glenn Schock, had taken a group of students and sponsors to Glorietta. And that morning, we had a skeleton crew in church. I mean, we only had just a few people in church that day. And I still remember 13 people got saved that day. I still remember who some of them were. And I still see some of those people today still serving God. Oh, I would despair if I had not seen the hand of the Lord in the land of the living. So how are you doing this morning? How are you doing? Are you putting on a face of having it all together when inside you're falling apart? Are you putting on an act like you know every step you're going to take when in fact you don't know the next step you're going to take? Maybe you come here this morning with a heavy heart because of what's going on in your family, in your country, anywhere. And you and I needed to be reminded that God is still God, and He is never going to opt out of it and hand it off to someone else, but that God is still God, and that God changes lives, and that God changes hearts, and that the people who started the movement that we are still continuing today started it in a day when they were oppressed. And they had to end up meeting secretly. And if they were found out, they were persecuted, tormented, and lives were taken. And yet they believed, oh, we saw Jesus. We saw Him resurrected. We saw Him hung on the cross and put in that tomb and come out on the third day. And we will not despair, for our eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Now, I will not remain silent, though the Bible says, wait upon the Lord and renew your strength, as it says in that very next verse there. Wait upon the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall renew your strength. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. I want to tell you something. Though the Bible says be still and know that I am God, doesn't mean that you have to be silent. You know what? There's no saying silence is golden, but sometimes it's just plain yellow. Sometimes it's just plain cowardly. And though I believe that I shall see the hand of the Lord in the land of the living, doesn't mean I'm just supposed to sit by and not do anything and not speak up for what God's Word says. Any more than a police officer sees something going wrong and just says, well, I'm going to pray for him. You don't want a police officer to do that. If something's wrong, you want the police officer to take care of something that's criminal and going wrong, don't you? And we need to speak up for things that are happening, and we need to be heard. One of the reasons we're in the mess we're in is because we have just kept our mouths shut and haven't spoken it, the truth, in love. But I will not let that get me down. I am determined that on Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound, bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
Once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us for Sharpening Our Souls, the ministry of Old River Baptist Church. If you'd like to contact this ministry, you can do so by visiting www.oldriverbaptist.com, or you can call the office at 281-576-6030. Our mailing address is 12948 FM 1409, Dayton, Texas, 77535. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week for another edition of Sharpening Our Souls.